Hello everyone and welcome to the Round 4 Qualifier GGW7 Contest Recording. It's been a while. Quite frankly, I've been out of town the last 3 weeks. So I'm back with a word file. A word file to read through and to blow your minds. But before I get to it, I have one public service announcement. Lately, I've seen this happening more and more. And that's people are leaving these fucking messages at the start of their pieces telling me to ignore formatting or some bullshit because they're on their goddamn cell phone or their sister's tablet or, you know, their mom's typewriter or some bullshit like that. Stop. Just fucking stop. And I'll tell you why you should fucking stop doing this. One, I just ignore it. And two, it makes you look like an idiot. If I'm judging pieces, I have to judge what you give me. I have to judge that presentation. It doesn't fly to say, oh, please ignore this because I was doing something in some land, you know, in the middle of fucking nowhere. I can't do that because it's not fair. Like, what's to say a mistake was a mistake that was made because it was on a, you know, a phone versus a mistake that was made because you were stupid? I have no means to do that when I'm judging a piece. So I have to just judge what I see. I can't give special treatment just because, you know, you're in Africa or some bullshit like that. So stop. Just fucking stop. It's actually, you know, really annoying. Now, thankfully, when I ignore this, I ignore it so completely, I don't even remember who said this such stupidity to me, which is probably a good thing. And you know, impartiality and all that good shit. But please, for the love of God, stop doing it, because I ignore it. Completely 100% ignore it. That's my public service announcement. And that being said, let's get to the magic word file. First off, we have newcomer Mousy. I'll be blunt here. Some of this, on the grammatical front at least, was downright painful for me. There are some tense issues and fragments galore in this. The latter certainly didn't add to the flow or the presentation of the piece. It just gave me flashbacks as to how much damage Stephanie Meyer has done to literature. Aside from that, I did like this, though. It was an entertaining glimpse of life and philosophy that made for a good read. So please, rein in the grammar, fragments especially, and dominate. Yes, dominate! Scrolling on down, Frosted. This was pretty good. You had a lot of solid line breaks and kept good rhythm. My only complaint is that I don't think the line cycling helps you. Didn't really strengthen the point. In fact, it just kind of took away the edge in my opinion. But I'll give it some props for putting a cool spin on form. More scrolling to Voice of Creation. Damn. I'm not going to lie here, VOC. This made me seriously think that you could have punched that third ticket to the hall. But I find some of your word choice to just be there for the sake of being there and not to add value. And not good. I've come to hate such maneuvers over the years since you've been absent. It's probably a good thing to know. Either way, this is a very strong piece from you. Entertaining, solid, what more could I possibly ask for? Oh yeah. Black Gabriel. You certainly write well, but this wasn't your best. I didn't find this one all that attention-grabbing. Quite frankly, several portions, including the introduction, seemed a bit rambly for my taste. You also had over a page of just short back-and-forth dialogue, which, quite honestly, I've never been all that impressed with things once it gets to that point. It just turns me off from the literature. I don't have the narration. I don't have the depth. It's just kind of like, whatever. And in this case, it was essentially profanity without purpose. So, in the words of Zilluminescence, that's just not very amusing. And I know you can do better, because you have. Utora. A few typos in this one, and definitely not your strongest work. There was something similar to this posted earlier in the competition, so your piece wasn't exactly mind-blowing to me. I just feel you kind of threw this one out there, and I know, almost certainly, that you can do better than this one. You've been doing really well in the last few rounds, hitting up everything in the judging criteria to create a really nicely balanced piece. This was more in line with just kind of going through the motions, and when that happens, I just have to say, I want and need more. Come on. Eris. Meh. Giant meh. There were grammatical issues in this, and the subject isn't exactly awe-inspiring. This one really didn't hit up any one of the three judging points in a good way. For starters, I've actually seen something like this before. Error problems, and quite frankly, a disturbing-ass plot that didn't leave much to get entertained about. Not exactly the best combo to give to me. In the spirit of your work, however, I will sum it all up in these two words. Immature misfire. Yeah. A little premature. Get it? Huh? Huh? You get it? I'm tired. Shut up. No, but seriously, come on. Once again, this is like my trio of I know you can do better. Where's the good stuff? Come on. TLM. There were some pieces of this one that I really enjoyed. The fairies falling and princes standing just jizzed imagery all over the fabric of my mind. That's funny because I said immature misfire in the last one. Anyway, you compose these pieces and your images well, but I can't help but feel that you've gone back to your ground zero with this piece. And that really doesn't bode well in terms of GGW as a whole. You gotta kind of step out. You know, we've had this talk before, but man, damn. Jizzed imagery. That's all I can say about that one. It's a good piece from you. Proud. Just keep it on the creative edge and continue to push your boundaries and kick some godforsaken ass. That's all I gotta say there. Scrolling through the word file. There were a lot of big-ass pieces in here, by the way. It's like, the number of entrants isn't that big, but, like, I had 60 pages of shit to read? My God. Anyway, on to PK. A few grammatical mistakes in this one, but damn was it fucking entertaining. I told my mom to fuck off while reading this, and I'm not joking. She tried to interrupt, I was just like, fuck off, I'm reading this bitch. Excellent. There were just numerous levels I could dive in here, but I'm lazy as fuck and I'm tired, and you gave me a lot to read. So suffice it to say, well fucking done. Charles. There are an obnoxious number of problems up in here. There are serious punctuation and capitalization issues that just distract readers from the story itself. Speaking of that, your introduction is really quite confusing. It seems as though it's switching places without proper paragraph break, and you know that makes it nearly impossible to follow. Aside from that, you have spelling errors and wrong words abound. You really need to step back, edit your shit, because you have to edit if you want to survive GGW, mate. This is prime time. This isn't on the side, you know, oh, okay, you know, whatever, pointers and whatnot. This is the show. You have to step up. And, you know, just to kind of go off into, you know, side talk land. I don't read pieces before I judge them, but I do read what people are saying. And coming in and saying that your piece isn't good or you don't have faith in it, and then being warned by others in the competition that that's a big no-no, is a big fucking red flag, and you should seriously look at that. For starters, I don't want to read pieces that you yourself don't have faith in. As an author, if you don't want others to read it, or more importantly, if you don't even care about it, why the fuck should I? I shouldn't. I have way, way better things to do with my time than to read a piece that the author doesn't even give a flying fuck about. So, please, if you're going to submit something, put 100% behind it. Because if you don't, it's really hard for me to stay nice about it. Like, it really is. It's very difficult to stay in a positive space when you're reading a work that has sloppy mistakes and the author doesn't seem to give a rat's ass about. It's just bad. It's not good. There are plenty of people here who are willing to poke grammar and whatnot and give tips and pointers and all that good shit. So I suggest you use those resources so that when it comes to submission time, you're giving me and other people who are capable of reading your piece, you know, all of your effort. And this pretty much goes for anyone else in the competition. If you're not 100% behind a piece, don't fucking send it to me, because I don't care. Like, that's harsh and mean, but my God, you know, for once I'm just going to say this, my time has some value, right? I mean, this isn't to sound arrogant or conceited. I don't believe my time is more valuable than anyone else's time, but my time does have value. So if you're sending me something that you don't believe takes up that full value, then why are you sending it to me? Ha! Yeah. Wow, that's a really downing way to end a fucking rant. Yeah, whatever. Time to bring it on back. So, really, strong piece from Voice of Creation, strong piece from PK. Who has won this round, you may ask? Well, that answer is none other than last year's champion, PK, stepping her way back into the playoffs. And that said, you know what's coming. I'm digging down deep, sipping some Coke. Not like it does anything anymore. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.